Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei desu. Hey, everybody, it's Manga Sensei, and thank you for joining me on this podcast today. This week, we're talking a lot about words that are close to other words but tend to get a little confused. These are words that I noticed that many speakers tend to get slightly caught up on, and I wanted to help you kind of break out and help you discern which word to use in what case. Last week, we talked a lot about amari, so I wanted to use words that people tend to get mixed up with amari. And the word that I'm going to be talking about here is zenzen. The symbols for zenzen that we use in this word are complete and utterly. And it means not at all, not any bit, not in the slightest. And is majoritively going to be used, just like amari, in a negative sentence. Okay? When you use amari in a negative sentence, it's going to be not at all whatever the verb is. Not at all. I can't do whatever at all. For example, if I say, わかりますか? いや, 全然わかりません. So if I ask you, do you understand? And you replied, いや、全然わかりません. That would mean you don't understand at all. I use this quite often when I was a young speaker of Japanese because it was easy to say and 全然 was easy to remember. And it's not like Zen, like Zen Buddhism. Heads up, just so don't get that idea in your head. Zen, okay? 全然わかりません. Now, when you're using this, you're often going to see this zen put in front of a noun, okay? You're going to see it usually put in front of a noun, okay? So let's take yesterday's example where I talked about Ben-san and drinking too much or talking too much, and we can put it in the same situation. If I say something along the lines of, Ben-san wa amari hanasanai. Ben-san, so Ben is what we're talking about. Ben-san wa amari, in this case, where we're switching amari for zenzen. Zenzen hanasanai. Ben-san doesn't talk at all. Now, what's the difference between zenzen then and amari? Because we're using them the same format in each sentence. Amari, so if I said, Ben-san wa amari hanasanai, versus Ben-san wa zenzen hanasanai. Amari would mean not that much, right? Not barely at all. Zenzen, on the other hand, means not at all. Zero. Ben-san does not talk. Let's do another one. If I say something like, watashi wa zenzen undou shinai. Watashi wa, so I, zenzen not at all. Undo is to exercise. Suru becomes shinai. I don't exercise at all, period. I don't do any exercising. But if I said amari, in this case, amari undo shimasen would be I don't really do it that much. But that means I could do it. You know, I could go run outside, but I hate running. So each of these are close, but there is that nuance and difference. Though they're used the same type of way, they are going to have a different meaning. So that's what I really wanted to cinch down on and focus on. With that, though, I am pretty much out of time. Thank you so much for joining in today. And make sure to give us those 5-star ratings. It really does do a lot for us. If you're in the car, take a second. When you get down, put the 5-star rating in, and it does help us so much. That's all I'm doing it for. I'm doing this whole thing so you give me likes and stars. That's all I want. Thank you so much, and I will see you tomorrow. Until then, remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. So, 一緒に間違いましょう。それじゃあ、また明日。